Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day in Israel is clear and warm. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly. Tel Aviv is enjoying mild breezes. Up north in Haifa, it's a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that the Trump administration backs a phased IDF withdrawal from Lebanon in exchange for Hezbollah's disarmament. Netanyahu has left Israel for talks with Trump in Washington. Also, according to the Times of Israel, the Pentagon has removed 4 troops killed in renewed Iran fighting from the official war death toll. This decision raises questions about how the war's impact on U.S. service members is counted. Also this hour, JNS reveals Netanyahu aims to keep Trump focused on Iran's nuclear program during their White House meeting. Former Israeli envoy Danny Ayalon suggests Netanyahu will present more intelligence on Iran's nuclear activities. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier today that Trump warns Iran to ensure negotiations lead to quick results or military strikes could resume. And finally, more from I-24 News. Syrian President al-Sharaa seeks a security pact with Israel, stating it could pave the way for comprehensive peace while maintaining Syria's claims over the Golan Heights. Reaction has been swift on social media. AMK Mapping, a conflict monitoring account, posted just minutes ago that Iran launched drones targeting Kurdish militant infrastructure in Erbil, Iraqi Kurdistan. Fires broke out from the impacts, and coalition fighter jets engaged in air defense. Belaz News reported earlier today that President Trump is pressuring RFK Jr. on vaccines. Trump is urging further investigation into potential links between vaccines and autism, despite advisors' warnings to sidestep the issue before midterms. Middle East 24 noted in a post from earlier that Syria's President al-Sharaa is pursuing a security agreement with Israel. This could lead to comprehensive peace, but without relinquishing Syria's claim to the Golan Heights. Al-Sharaa confirmed Syria will not intervene militarily in Lebanon. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Trump administration's proposed IDF withdrawal from Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post highlights that this move is part of a broader deal involving Hezbollah's disarmament. Netanyahu is expected to discuss these developments with Trump in Washington. This could mark a significant shift in Israel's strategy in the region. Turning to the Pentagon's decision regarding troop casualties, the Times of Israel details that the removal of 4 soldiers from the official death toll has sparked controversy. The Pentagon insists this isn't an attempt to obscure the growing toll of the conflict. This decision has triggered debate about transparency in military reporting. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's focus on Iran's nuclear ambitions at the White House meeting. As reported by JNS, former envoy Danny Ayalon suggests Netanyahu will present intelligence indicating Iran is rebuilding nuclear capabilities. This meeting is seen as crucial for reinforcing the U.S.-Israel stance against Iran. In a related development, Trump's warning to Iran about negotiations. I-24 News indicates that Trump demands swift results from talks or threatens to resume strikes. This stance is likely to heighten tensions and pressure on Tehran to make concessions. Finally, Syria's pursuit of a security pact with Israel. Middle East 24 reports that President al-Sharaa is actively working toward a multi-nation mediated agreement. The proposed pact aims for peace without Syria relinquishing claims over the Golan Heights, which could transform regional dynamics. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that NVIDIA and Microsoft are urging Washington to protect OpenAI models. These tech giants argue that restricting open-source AI could stifle competition and innovation. This debate comes as lawmakers consider regulations on powerful AI technologies. Separately, Globes notes that Trump is linking a nuclear deal to Saudi Arabia joining the Abraham Accords. The agreement involves the U.S. Department of Energy and focuses on non-military nuclear use. This development could signal a new chapter in Middle Eastern diplomacy. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business. Oil prices have surged past $90 per barrel. This rise follows Houthi attacks on Saudi oil tankers, escalating tensions in the Gulf. The price hike reflects increased volatility in the energy markets. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.